Now, welcome, 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 and I welcome you all to this lovely, lovely session here of the Brand Conversation on this Wednesday. Well, it is the first week of June, and it's understandable for us to still be in the throes in terms of trying to adjust with the temperatures, trying to adjust with the mannerisms in terms of our new dieting or what we now have to eat in order to stay warm. I know I have to, guys, because it's a bit shocking. It's a bit shocking sometimes. The things that you avoided during the hot summer or warmer seasons, and other things that you've got to eat more in the cold season, just for your body, you know, to have more energy to tap into. Now, in this morning's discussion, or this midday discussion of the Brand Conversation, you know, that would be, it is ultimately a main discussion point because of where we, as Eagle FM, we do have a stall there at the 4th Industrial Revolution expo or trade show that is currently on the way there at the Safari Court Hotel here in the capital, Windhoek. And ultimately, our presence there is to bring the various communication platforms that we have in terms of, you know, the that we have as an organization, as a company, on display to various various kinds of clients and categories of business people. Now, you've got to understand, guys, in terms of trade shows and expos, these are major promotional platforms, as has been the much publicized discussion point with regards to Namibia as a country promoting itself on one of the biggest stages, that being at the World Expo that took place in Dubai that ended now in March. That was on a country level. Here, we are now talking more specifically like for you and a business, you an SME, you a startup individual, you someone sitting with an idea in terms of looking for some business, some buy-in, some important factors. This specific branding discussion, and I was going to get to linking in that word, this is an important branding exercise for that matter. Now, you've got to understand, guys, your product can be a concept and it can be an idea, but in most cases, usually at trade shows and expos, it's all about demonstration. It's crucial for that matter. Now, as mentioned, guys, the various demonstration, if you have to think about how we as the Eagle FM Media House or the Eagle Media House, how we're featuring in there, that discussion point of that 4th Industrial Revolution showpiece there at here in the capital, is the importance of the demonstration of the various services that we have on offer there. For example, like the much publicized and advertised one of the LelaPay function and the LelaPay advert, the application. And this is one of such, demonstration that we can provide to, you know, trade show goers or visitors at that current function. Now, just remember, it's a two-day function. It's ending today. But ultimately, we're stepping into the realm of the reasons why startups, SMEs, as well as also small businesses, or even people with like content creators or creators themselves, you know, have the opportunity of displaying and tapping into a larger promotional platform like a trade show or an exhibition or an expo. Now, trade shows and exhibitions, guys, can be and are the excellent way to promote your business and the products and services that you offer, because they are also a great way to network with other business operators, leaders, industry captains and the works. And this also helps you to grow a customer base. Now, a trade show, guys, is an event where the goods and services in a specific industry are exhibited and demonstrated to other businesses. Now, you've got to understand, if you're wondering the notion of why we, as a media company, why we are at a trade show, it is essential in the form that we form part of the 4th Industrial Revolution industry, in essence, because communications or telecommunications and the works and all the associated media communication technologies are affiliated to this major discussion ongoing right there. Now, these trade shows can and are useful marketing tools, because they are. But we've also got to understand that not all businesses can actually benefit from them. Now, you've got to consider if you're going to attend any business situations, and also that you've got to do research with regards to the trade show itself and the exhibition itself, or the expo itself, because that's what the exhibition is. It's an expo. In terms of getting involved in there and showcasing your products and services, you've got to understand which industry does it facilitate to, which industry does it talk to, who does it benefit the most, and so forth. I'll give you a little bit of a glimpse. Yesterday, in terms of the discussion point there, in terms of, because I made a turn there at our stall, at the trade show, at the expo, and the interesting thing was, within 5 minutes, a customer walked up, or a potential customer, but someone that was very interested in knowing about who we are. And the gentleman is a business, he is a business owner and a business person himself, and he wanted to know, in terms of, you know, how to get the message across, to a wider audience in that same regard. Now, that already shows you that there is interest. There is interest. There is an aspect of interest being generated with regards to the brand, with regards to the talking points. Ultimately, that is the type of networking that you, as a business owner, as a startup, as a content creator, as a industry captain, that's the type of engagements that you want at these kinds of platforms. Because these platforms provide you with the opportunity to share more product knowledge, to share more product benefits, to share more benefits in terms of for the broader market, and what the further plans, discussion points, ideas, the works are going ahead. Now remember, all that I just mentioned is a form of amplifying the branding experience right there. It's not all about being flashy, but it does help if you do have engagements. These engagements leads to the networking and lead generation discussions. Now, I'll share with you now already, from that engagement, I actually got a lead. I generated a lead, because in terms of all, of being a good salesperson, always ensure that you leave, or when that person turns away, that person that visits a trade show, that they leave a contact detail, a business card or something, so that you can call and contact them later on. That is what you want to achieve. That is ultimately what you have to achieve. That is ultimately what the function of this further branding exercises lead to. Now, I mentioned, guys, in the beginning, in the introduction for today's branding conversation, is that there are also potential risks that you need to mitigate. And these are true. These are true. Now, let's first get into the good side. Let's get into the benefits. Let's get into the benefits of trade shows and exhibitions and how they contribute to you. You, your business, your startup. Now, ultimately, you've got to consider that the benefits and the risks of your business when deciding to exhibit your product or service is the balance that you've got to play with. Because we've got to look at like the calendar for Namibia. There are so many, trade shows and various exhibition platforms that have already begun, that have already gone by, that I still have to come in the calendar year. I'm not going to go into all of them, but it's just to, resuscitate, jog your memory with regards to what's going to be happening still for the rest of the year. And each one of these platforms do present various benefits for various clusters of businesses. Usually, if you guys do remember, there was the old tourism expo and trade show or whatever function. And it was, in one case, it was split between two organizations or two organizing organizations. It had now, somewhat rather they merged together to form one big event, because it was two events happening separately. Thus, and that is where the other risk comes in. It's split marketing budgets for participating organizations technically in half, because you want to have the maximum exposure that you wish to achieve at both. But here's the thing: most marketing managers or organizers or officers are faced with the dilemma of opportunity cost. What's opportunity cost? Opportunity cost is an economic term, or economics term, that means you've only got resource. You've got two wonderful ideas, two wonderful paths of growing business, but you only have resources for one of them. Not for one at a time, for one, because you've got to pursue only one. You can only pursue one. Now, that ultimately has seen, you know, the calendar in the Namibian year in terms of events, exhibitions, and trade shows somewhat being filled a lot in that regard. Now, we've got to understand, guys, that benefits for a trade show, you've got to understand that there is a lot in promoting your product in person in a different environment. Because usually, customers, other business people, they just know where your distribution point is. Or like in our case, for Eagle FM, they know that we're a radio station. But it's also bringing about other services and other discussion points that we also have on offer to them for further engagement, for further awareness generation. Now, the benefits for trade shows are generally targeted at an industry and people involved or interested in that industry. So the fourth industrial revolution factors in most of the ICT spectrum. And that includes companies like us or businesses like us, Eagle FM or Eagle Media House, as well as also other related spin-off industries with regards to the ICT framework or, you know, industry framework. Now, exhibiting at a trade show can be a great way to advertise to a target market. We've got to remember, this won't be as broad an audience. This will be more targeted, specific targeting taking place. So in essence, your brand awareness will also be targeted in that same vein. Now, exhibitions are open to a large and sometimes diverse range of audiences as well. Now, we had the first one with trade shows. Now it's exhibitions, which are expos. And this is usually also open to the general public. Those are exhibitions. Now, this provides you also with a platform to promote your product and service, yes. But now, in a more broader group. Even though it is targeted, it is specific, but it's more broader as well in comparison to a trade show. Because a trade show would be people from specific industries or specific industry being interested in the industry, you know, or services, products that are found within that industry itself. The same, slightly a little better for at an exhibition, but it does present the same or slightly amplified advantage as well in terms of exposure. Now, you've got to understand here between these two types of audiences that you will have at these two platforms, trade shows or exhibitions or expos, is that for trade shows, this will be people that are, they are themselves.
Gusa et tokoro lyo hunga. Lipopera nyamoge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno urugansi sungumi. Moktura moe hundiro liye yowamba zuma okoko, dimo gwana kuma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp kono morozo ye utantantatu zime, tatu ye utantane, mbali ntambali, mbali ntane. Ndidingura ko Facebook, ko VMMC Namibia.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
The
eye.
The first free-range eggs produced and packaged in Ondangwa, Walenga eggs, are now available in 6s and 18s. These fresh free-range eggs are produced daily and have a shelf life of over 28 days. Now listen up. Free-range eggs are the most nutritious and organic eggs available for human consumption. Just yummy. We at Walenga Eggs also want to give every Namibian an opportunity to own a share in our value chain. So if you want to sell or distribute Walenga Eggs, call Omalaiti Foods at 0811-273622 or 0811-660707. This is a first for Namibia. Walenga Eggs, the Great White.
Now, coming back from our extended break and where we ended off with the benefits, especially at the trade shows or exhibitions platform, is that you've got to understand with trade shows, the audience that we're attending are specialists or they are experts themselves. So your challenge there is technically to bring something new or to be like the wow factor and also to provide further information in terms of what services or products your organization further offers. You've got to understand, guys, not many people, for example, like the interactions that I experienced yesterday, and I was just there for 10 minutes, was essentially where people are asking, so what's the spectrum? Who listens to Eagle FM or who makes use of XYZ, platforms or technologies or services that you guys offer? And all the information was there. Everything was there. Now, you've got to understand, obviously, that most of the people there are sometimes first-time visitors to the country, or even that they are specialists or experts themselves that do not make use or do not consume the various products that are on offer or that were there on display yesterday. And this is important. Now, the most important thing is that lead generation is crucial. Lead generation leads to follow-ups, leads to potential business activations, leads to potential avenues of business development. And that is crucial. At an exhibition, now you've got the broader public coming through. So you can have someone from a high schooler or a stay-at-home mother or wife up to a, let's use a minister even, or even a pastor making the turns or visiting an exhibition as well, just for a little time of relaxation to see what's going on there during their busy schedule. Now, you've got to understand, guys, with the broader public, with the broader general public or the general public in attendance at an exhibition or an expo, you've got to understand that sometimes the general public or the broader public has little or no knowledge about your products or services, as opposed to a trade show where all the visitors visiting the platform are themselves also some form of an expert in the industry that you are operating in and that you are showcasing your products for as well. This does allow a little bit more of an education aspect to be contained, because you technically are going to sell a lot. You are not just going to create awareness, generate awareness. You're going to sell a lot. Now, this has been the observation that I've always seen with the tourism expo, usually, as well as also at the major trade show, the Vintup trade show that takes place annually here in the capital, is that a lot of the exhibitors technically are hard selling. They are selling. They came to generate capital or revenue from the event. True. That is one of the facets or one of the avenues in terms of business development or in income generation. But, and there's always a but, in some cases, if you are bringing a product to an exhibition that the broader public or the general public who is visiting the platform does not know about, you will see an uphill battle. And that's the first risk that I'll mention. It's the first risk that I'll mention. Crucially, because it depends on your business, it depends on the product that you have. Now, depending on the type of business or business product or market that you operate in, testing can be carried out also at trade shows and exhibitions. This is where demonstration comes in. Now, on our side here at Eagle FM, the very, very useful function that we did yesterday, and that was just my brief visit there, was demonstrating. Always have samples for demonstration, for testing purposes, or even for tasting purposes. If you are in the food industry, food and beverages industry, testing, as well as also demonstrations are important. They are key. This is essentially the platform where people want to see, potential consumers and customers want to see, what is the business? What is the jizz of the whole discussion? What is the gist of your products and discussion? What is the aim for you being present at said platform as well? And that's how you get, if you get those questions, you get to answer them immediately. For some reason, guys, I feel, you know, energetic speaking of talking about this, because sharing information is one of my own personal mantras, because it is crucial that you share information. Don't be an information hoarder. That won't help anyone. You'll just be overthinking. But ultimately, in these platforms, in terms of attending exhibits, attending trade shows and all that, it does help those that did not know from the general public, those members that did not know from the general public, who and what your business or operations represent, stand for, and what benefits they generate. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve that goal. Now, we've got to understand, guys, and we really have to understand this, and that's before we hit our next ad, or our next ad break, is that being involved in a trade show, or depending on your business and product and market testing in terms of that regard, industry or general opinion will be generated upon the demonstration, testing, or tasting platform that you provide. Opinion and industry and general opinion. Because at a trade show, experts themselves will come and ask you technical questions. So you've got to make sure that the people that represent the product or the service there are also technically astute, meaning they are people that know about the product like the back of their hand, like the palm of their hand. So the palm is the front, the back of your hand is the back of your hand. They just need to know the anatomy, the ins and outs of the product. Because if you come and ask them questions and you are using people that are going like, let me ask Dwight quickly to come and answer for you. Or it's, I'm not sure, but let me get Dwight to come and share this little bit of information for you. Or, can I have your number and we call you back? No, 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 no. You don't want people like that. You do not want people like that. Essentially, the staff, the employees in your organization, whether it be small or big, the ones that know about the product in and out, that know how the product functions, that can give you the demonstration, they're the ones to lead demonstrations, interactions, tasting, testing at such trade show platforms. Now, ultimately, born from the participation at these two platforms of exhibitions and trade shows, being involved in them can provide you with opportunities to branch out to business trading facilities or platforms or opportunities, and also to create a customer database from the visitors.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri limba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova puike, odo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke peke vyo vikwiri limba okudhako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa weather ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako o mana o manene shimu na o maile no top run. Tuvadha po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts tukupa onji viro o themba o hunga no vitenda vyo vitori. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Hello Namibia, welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. type it out, and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now, as we come back from our extended break right there and heading into the second half of the program for today. Now, we've got to understand, guys, the important thing is, the important thing with these testing, tasting and demonstration platform is that at these trade shows and exhibitions or expos, the opportunity is there for your business to branch out to business trading, and also creates a customer database, and also that this will also be derived from the visitors that pay a visit to the stall, the stand, the cubicle, or the booth that you have at these various platforms. It is essential, guys, because born from that, extracted from that approach, is where you get this maximum reach coming from. Now we get into the second half of things. Now the second half of things is the risks. Now the risks, guys, is important for you to understand as well as a marketing officer or even as a business owner, that it is important to ensure that you have a thoroughly researched attending. That you have thoroughly researched the attendance or the platform of this trade show or exhibition, because when you are there or when you plan to participate, you've got to see how long has this been ongoing. What's the significance also of the industry or of the platform to an industry and so forth. And if you have access, if you're an organization that's big enough in terms to afford a business advisor, if you do have someone like that in your corporation or in your business or, you know, affiliated as a consultant, discuss these platforms with these individuals. Because the essential thing here is that these business advisors will tell you the pros and the cons. They'll let you know what's up, what's not. Now, I see I've already got a caller coming through. Let's first get some contributions going. Eagle FM, good morning.
Yes, George, good morning, sir.
How are you doing, Angabona?
Cool, man. How are you doing?
I'm all right.
It's been a long time, man. And I don't know what you are. You are depriving us a lot, man. What is your vision out there?
No.
You are just consuming alone. You know, those products, they are just consuming them alone. How are you?
I'm all right, and you, Angabona?
Yes, all these days I've been attending the lectures, your lecture. So evening and afternoon. Yeah, and all these days you're actually concentrating on diversification of economic activity and some products. And it's very important now that they are getting into the showcase now.
Yeah.
So to market their products, their services. And I love the way you are doing, guys, man. I must congratulate you.
Thank you very much, Angabona.
In terms of digital industrial revolution. So, and we have seen a lot of products. And I'm not so sure, because you are also not maximizing your knowledge or your skill to us, you know, how you are providing some of this educational information and those good ideas that we can able to market. So this morning, like this Namibia, I'm sorry to say that Namibia is actually regarded as one of the investment destination. It's a good country, actually,
yeah,
in terms of many other areas. You know how they hosted the Africa, I mean, this World Cup in South Africa. I've got so many friends who is an electrical engineer. They are the one who designed those stadiums in South Africa. And he's a Namibian here, Mr. Dutoy. So now he has actually designed, they are the one who have designed a lot of malls here that we see here in Namibia, Chomeb, Windhoek. So what we are saying is that if we have gotten, and I know we are also marketing Namibia as a country. So the Africa, what is it, this Africa, AFCON or whatever that you call, that is going to take place in 5 years from now. Are we saying that we cannot build up those infrastructure like what they are doing now in Ondangwa, Varis Bay, the same thing. Some of those ones, like region in Katima, we have those foundation that's there. Are you saying that we cannot do that in the time? Are you just saying that if we put money available, if we do everything, then you can see now that there are a lot of tenders that are going on there. Construction, and I was listening to one of the businessmen who was talking about coming to, you know, build some houses here in Ashagati, somewhere there. And are you saying that we cannot, we are not ready for the to host? To go host the African Cup with Botswana?
Angabona, I wasn't there yet.
No. I'm just looking at you don't know how they did it in Africa.
No, I know how they did it for the World Cup. I know how they did it, yeah.
How they constructed all those soccer fields, stadiums. Some of them, they were constructing hotels. Because some of the people couldn't be accommodated in South Africa. They were here in Namibia. Are we not just preparing ourselves to make our house, to put our house in order? Yes, in the accommodation, what is it, tourism, in the accommodation industry, or whatever you call it. Are we not doing that so that we can, even here in Uruguay, we can also have people sleeping here, practicing in Osakati. So now, this is how we are able to market Namibia.
Yeah.
Or market our product. We are doing it like the way you are doing it there now. We are going to do it here at the agricultural show that is coming up very soon. All those platforms, we must go and market. We must go and tell the people the kind of service that we are providing, the service, the product, and everything, where you can be rich, just like you were telling us, my brother. So we need to do that. Yes, if we cannot do it. That's why people have created the strategic alliance with Botswana. Why do you think we are doing that?
Well, it's in order to market.
In order to make sure that you maximize your effort, your resources, and the benefit. So you might be doing, of course. Botswana has been independent for some years now. I'm not giving an excuse.
Yeah.
But you know, people used to put me at the corner. What I'm saying is that, and I got experience from the man that just told you. It's a friend, a family friend of mine. He's an electrical expert in engineering. So those are the ones who are part of developing those infrastructure in South Africa. Do you think that we cannot do ourselves?
No.
We can do ours until 5 years from now, we can.
Yeah.
Let's not become so inferiority.
Exactly.
And we everything, we just say, no, we can't do it. So what are you to do?
No problem.
Well, then, if you cannot do it, then what then? So should we down just say we can't do it? Please, Namibia is ready, we can do that. So let's see the concept note that is coming from the delegation that went to Botswana. I heard they are coming tomorrow. That concept note matters a lot. So we are ready to touch up our business proposal here. We are always trying to say complain. They are not go with complaining anymore, my friend. We tell the truth. And some of you journalists, you try to intimidate us with your questions and things like that. Don't you know that there is also a way of intimidating?
Angabona, who did what? Who intimidated
who? No, I'm not saying that. So what I'm saying is that this is what I was explaining, that yes, Namibia is ready. And almost 5 scholars that can be after me. They were saying, Angabona is not realistic, it's not serious, it's not what and say, we have got the concept wrong. We have got the foundation.
Yeah.
Those ones we can even, according to the, based on the recommendation that the FIFA or CAFA or whatever gave us recently. So then we put them in place, we improve on from there. I'm just giving you an example of South Africa. If you want the number from that person, you can, I can give you that number for that engineer in how they started with South African in infrastructure. They are here, they are Namibian, so we can do the same thing, my brother. So I'm not saying that people, almost everybody has been criticizing Angola, is it because of the political agenda or what is it? Or maybe just because of the idea that we need to share. You know, myself here, I don't just defend things, my friend. I can't just defend. If there are things, if I'm wrong, I can be wrong. I understand. So, but what I'm saying, I'm presenting an idea, and people don't even touch anything on my idea, my presentation. They all touch it. Uncle Fana is not honest, is not what. Well, you are honest. Let's see now whether we are not going to hold that Africa Cup here in Namibia in 5 years' time from now. And all those people who are saying, I can't, they can't, they'll see. Okay?
Exactly.
So we are going to wait and see. But all what we are saying is that, yes, also, improve where there is a room for improvement.
Exactly.
You cannot just say, now, if you don't start now, then what?
Angabona, we're
going to... Okay, bye, my brother.
No problem, no problem. See you again, Angabona.
Okay.
And on that note, we also, you know, some of the important points that was highlighted there was, you know, the whole aspect of also promoting some of the potential that Namibia has. Now, Angabona made a very good point there with, you know, the dawning of the African Cup of Nations on our doorstep or, you know, on the horizon somewhere. We know what the time frame is. I mean, the CAF president himself also indicated this. But the important thing here is also about the demonstration that they got. And that's an example within an example, because they came to come see what Namibia is like, what the attitude is, the travel, the tourism, the facilities and all that, the safety elements, meaning, you know, law and order and so forth. Ultimately, that is here, even though we all are coming out of the backside or the backdrop of the COVID pandemic, which is, has taken a lot from everyone. But ultimately, this is a, you know, discussion in terms of demonstrating the aspect of tourism going ahead. Now, heading into the last 15 minutes, but as we are about to hit our next ad break, we'll head off into the final parts with regards to the risks of trade shows and exhibitions.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Now, as we head off into the last 14 minutes of today's program here on your number one talk radio station, and this being your brand conversation for today, the risks with some trade shows as well as also exhibitions are pretty real, but, you know, they are not as overwhelming as the benefits that can be derived. Why do I say this? Is first and foremost that these risks are mostly, you know, requires at least a day or probably more of your time in terms of where you were trying to be productive, generate more revenue and, you know, sell more stuff, because at a trade show and an exhibition, it's all about demonstrating, promoting, and generating awareness. Now, conventionally, the feeling sometimes here in Namibia is that a trade show and an exhibition should be treated like an extended selling platform. You see this a lot at most of the trade shows that take place in the country. It is more like an extended selling feature. However, for those organizations, companies, and businesses that come and attend and exhibit and also demonstrate their products, some of them do not come for the aspect of selling directly, because they indicate to themselves, listen, this is either business to business kind of a business approach, or it is trying to generate further business networking for that matter, because some businesses and organizations are actually services or, in some regard, industry experts themselves. Now, we've got to understand, guys, that losing out on a day's selling capability or productivity is one of the balances that you've got to factor in. At the various companies, organizations that I've worked at, even like here at Eagle FM, the balance is always about, who attends, who presents us where, how is it going to be, especially in the public realm, how is it going to be handled, and also who's going to cover for who in terms of, scheduling here in terms of the daily programming. Now, essentially, those are, background operations that take place away from the public and away from customers and so forth. But these are the questions, these are the decisions that you've got to make. Those staff members that can and have to represent, they're going to be there for an entire day. It's basic. You can't be there for an hour. It doesn't work like that. There's no way it works like this. It's not a TEDx. It doesn't work like that. TEDx is not even a demonstration, nor even the kind of platform that you can specifically talk about your product. You can. They are based upon industry contributions in TEDx, but it's not TEDx. It's not TEDx. It's not there for an hour, 30 minutes or 20 minutes or 10 minutes. You're there for a whole day. So you want to maximize visibility. You want to maximize brand awareness. You want to maximize on lead generation. You want to maximize on interest generated for the brand and the product. That's essential. That's the bare bones basics that you've got to work with. Now, that then leads into our second point in terms of the risks that you'll have to mitigate as well. This being the traveling aspect. In some cases, the most important industry-based trade shows and exhibitions, the important ones, can be found outside of Namibia as well. The relevant Namibian ones are either in some other parts geographically of the country. What I mean, if you're not in Windhoek, and most of the important trade shows and exhibitions take place here in the capital, a lot of business people from outside of Windhoek, from the other surrounding towns, far off regions, and even heading into SADC, have to fly in, drive in, travel to the capital for that matter. If it is like that one trade show that I heard about for one business person who's a friend of mine, where she indicated she has to go to Cape Town to meet the industry captains of the industry itself from around the world, and South Africa, and Namibia, and SADC, at that placement, she had to go and make contact over there. Now, do you see the hindrance, the traveling component? If you don't have the financing for it, it becomes a major hurdle in the road. If you do, it's a question of how do you schedule your time, where do you stay, what needs to be paid for, how many people can go, what's the size of your delegation that has to attend, and all those logistical questions in terms of with regards to accommodation, traveling, as well as also, the various other aspects like SNTs as well. Now, the trade shows. And I'm just talking about the people having to attend. Now, that's already a cost element. The trade shows itself is also meaning having, if you've got a booth or a stall or a demonstration platform there, that is also a cost you have got to factor in. Because you've got to balance out the impacts. And this is one of the downsides with regards to promotional marketing is you're going to be there for 1 or 2 days. Ne? And being there for 1 or 2 days only means that you've got only that time to maximize on the opportunity of exposure, lead generation, as well as also, you know, factoring in the business element and trying to sell to as much people as possible. The downside is you're paying for that space, so you've got to maximize it. You're paying for attendance. You've also got to factor that in. You're paying for the S&Ts of staff members and so forth, and all the delegation members that are there in attendance. They also need to be factored in. And then there's also the accommodation costs that also have to be factored in. And if you're bringing in like a product that's not made in Namibia and you're coming from South Africa, import costs also have to be factored in, because sometimes a lot of the international visitors and those guys that want to participate here from international platforms, they've got to ship in a product to show it. They've got to ship it in. And that's an import cost. And that thing has to go back. That thing can't stay here. That's now if they don't have any business relations here. But that product has to go back. So it has to be flown back as well, or shipped back as well. So you've got to factor that in terms of participation in like international or regional platforms. Now, as we only have like the last 7 minutes left still of today's program, the next aspect that I've actually also touched on already is the displaying at the trade show. Now, you've got traveling to it and displaying, being present there and having your own booth and store. Those two are the costs that you've got to factor in. And then lastly, is that there could be quite a bit of competition as well. So if your planning has to look at, that's now your pre-planning, you know, when you're still deciding of attending and participating at said exhibition or trade show, is you sometimes might not know who are your competitors that will be attending. You sometimes might not know. Usually those participation lists or schedules are like provided at the almost like the last week or the last month in advance for you to be aware of who is going to be there and who is not going to be there. And that's usually one of the downsides as well, is that you can be positioned right next to your direct competition. So if there are clients, experts, and potential consumers attending, they will see 4 people potentially selling the same thing. They will see 7 people potentially having a product or a service that is similar to each other in terms of functions. There's just design differences that are the major distinguishing points between each one. But the customers, the visitors, the industry experts will all see, okay, so we know that there are options in the market, but there's 7 of them. Each one with their own name, each one providing their own distinct functionality in terms of, you know, how the job is to be done. But they essentially have the same thing on offer. It's the same product providing the same service or the same function or the same benefit. Now, that is the other downside. Then you still have to factor in the alternative competition that you can also get. Alternative competition, if you've ever seen like full-scale trade shows and exhibitions, guys, like here in the capital, where you can find an alternative competitor just in the next venue, just in the next exhibition hall, né, is also another thing that you've got to factor in. Because in that same space, while you know who's your direct competition here next to you in this exhibition hall, you don't know who's potentially a competitor in the hall next door. And sometimes, and I say sometimes, if you have to factor in like the big trade shows around the world, like the Consumer Electronics one, it's known as CES. It's known as Consumer Electronics Show. At CES is where most of these mobile phone manufacturers show up. Now, they know that they are direct competitors of each other. They know. That's now the Samsungs, the Apples, the Samsung phones, the iPhone, the Apple iPhones, the Google Pixel phones, and all the other mobile phone manufacturers. But in between, those same mobile phone manufacturers know that they're also competing against the laptop and the computer hardware production manufacturing companies as well. Once again, you find Samsung there, you find AOC, you find HP, you find, who's the other? Asus, you find Dell computers, you find all those guys in there. At that same consumer electronics show piece that takes place, it bounces between countries. I know last year it was in Barcelona. This year, I just don't know where it was for this year, but it's the major consumer electronics trade show happening around the world, and it migrates between countries. Now, right over there, guys, you see the direct competition and the indirect competition that takes place right there. It's all about the, you know, how glitzy, how glamorous, how showpiecey if the whole exhibition can be. But ultimately, all those attending companies and businesses know that they're technically competing with each other for the same market and the same audience and the same consumers. Now, if you, for some reason, and I hope this does not happen to anyone, if you, for some reason, choose to participate in the wrong trade show, yes, guys, this is also one of the literature that I stumbled upon. If you do happen to experience such a scenario, to exhibit or showpiece your business's products or services, this can be one of the biggest and major self-inflicting, time-wasting exercises that you can endeavor in. I have used all those, descriptive terminology in that sentence because sometimes. You see some businesses attending trade shows like here in Windhoek, here in the capital, here in Namibia, and they're not getting any feet. I really feel sorry for such exhibitors. They don't get any feet, guys. They don't even get interactions. I'm not going to name names. I saw some yesterday even. I'm not going to name names, but they don't get any feet. No one comes and asks them about their functions. No one comes. And it's sad because I'm someone from the marketing sphere. It's sad to see, but that is the gamble that you're working with. If you don't know what you're going to be doing there, or if you go there and you're at the wrong platform, you will get almost no interactions. You will almost get no interactions or no feedback or no interaction at all. You will just go to the toilet, go buy food, walk around in your lunch break if you do get one, and that's it. Now, ultimately, poor promotion can mean the costs of attending the trade show outweigh any revenue that you might have wanted to gain. And when you do decide to attend, always ensure that you've considered your budget and that your budget is in line with this exercise. On that note, it brings us to the end of today's discussion of the brand conversation. Stay tuned as On the Radar is ready.